This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This past Sunday was the single busiest travel day for commercial aviation, that is, since the pandemic started. 2.2 million people went through TSA checkpoints. It's been over 2 million people 5 days in a row now, the longest that streak has been since February of last year. However, most of those people are moving around within the United States, and most of the traveling is personal. Business travel's been a lot slower to recover, and a new report suggests it's going to take a long while for it to come back. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Airlines make a lot of their money on business travelers. David Slotnick at the travel site The Points Guy says that's because
you have people who are booking last-minute fares, maybe. They're less price-sensitive. Their companies are paying for it.
But between April and June, companies were only spending about 10 or 15% of what they used to on travel before the pandemic. That's according to a new report from Deloitte. Anthony Jackson worked on the report, and he says the travel that has come back revolves mostly around client visits.
Doing a new sale, building relationships, project work that requires being on site. Those are really kind of key activities that companies are viewing and understanding are really important to do in person.
But things like internal company meetings and trainings, those aren't really happening yet. And Kate Lister at Global Workplace Analytics says that kind of travel might never be as common again.
What we've learned is that good enough is good enough. It may not be as good to have a virtual meeting, but it gets you 70, 80, sometimes 90% of the way there.
And it's a lot cheaper. Many companies have been saving money by holding back on business travel. Meanwhile, there's the Delta variant. COVID cases are rising again. Many offices are still closed. And Suzanne Neufung at the Global Business Travel Association says international travel, which is particularly lucrative for airlines, is still heavily restricted.
U.S. is not allowing at this point non-American or green card holders into this country.
From many countries.
So a lot of the suppression is some of the U.S. policy itself.
And Neufung says until more of the world has access to vaccines, business travel won't fully recover. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.